Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Business Writers Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton. I guess we're winding down here at the Business Writers Mixer, the first annual Business Writers Mixer.
We're almost there. The boss came by and told me that we had that guy in the Hawaiian shirt, which is Peter Bowerman. We definitely want to talk to Peter and the other young lady at the table. So I think we have at least two more interviews, and then Jack's going to let us clock out. We'll see. But this is going to be a fun segment. We have with us Tanya Bryant and Tina Greer, and they've written 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many books between them. And let's start with you, Tina. What have you been writing about?
Well, thanks. First of all, thanks for the opportunity to be on your radio show. I really do appreciate it. I actually write in the areas of inspiration, motivation, and also business topics.
And then how'd you get started as an author?
Well, I've always written throughout my life and jotted things down and so forth. But I decided through another colleague of mine that I need to go ahead and put pen to paper and publish a book. So that is what I decided to do, is to really, I love to encourage individuals. And that comes from my title of my first book, Grow Into Your Greatness. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that we have all the skills and talents that are inside of us, and it just needs to be manifested. So it was a book about empowerment and encouragement. So that got me started to writing.
And then are these self-published, or you went through a traditional publisher?
My books are self-published, and I am also a co-author of another book called The Voice That Changed Everything, and that is published.
Now, can you go through the self-publishing? Was that a difficult process to kind of learn the ropes of how to do that?
It wasn't. It sometimes can be very tedious, but the systems were very user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to really navigate easily through the process. And with the help of a team of graphic designers and so forth for my covers, and then also an editor. So I did have a team of individuals that helped
me. Was that part of the self-publishing firm that you worked with? They provided that, or you found your own?
I found my own.
Takes a village.
Yes, it does take a village.
To self-publish a book, right?
Yes.
So what's your favorite part of the book? What did you enjoy the most as you were writing it?
What I enjoyed the most is just the empowerment aspect of it, and also the education. I believe that knowledge is key, and a lot of individuals, they don't know. And what I wanted to do was really just spark that excitement back into individuals, knowing their value, knowing that they are worthy, and also to go and get it. Be proactive. If you want something, don't just sit around. So it was really a book. My books are designed, even with Transformational You, create the change you want to see. That is a journal of 31 power statements and affirmations to live by to create the change you want to see. And it also starts with the mind. So really looking, you know, and evaluating your mindset. So I really wanted to touch individuals in regards to the educational aspect of training on different topics, but also that mindset, which is powerful.
All right, this is a workbook, so just fair warning, listeners. This isn't a passive read, this transformational
yes.
You. This is, you go through this and you do the personal work.
Exactly, do the work.
And that's what kind of the message is don't be a victim, you know, take the bull by the horns and then make stuff happen, because there's really no more excuses, right?
Exactly.
You're responsible for you, so take care of business.
We do have the power, and a lot of individuals feel powerless.
Right.
So it is a reminder to let everyone know that we do have the power, and you put your mind to it, you can do it.
That's right, but that it's the work part that holds some people back.
Exactly, and the making excuses, the excuse factor.
All right, I got to talk to your compadre over here. You guys came together, but you've written different books. Have you ever written a book together?
No.
But, is that like no, hell no, or
no.
Just no, not yet?
But we've actually done a workshop together.
You got to get in there, karaoke close here.
Yes, we have.
All right, so Tanya, very captivating title here, Red Glory, The Day I Took Off My Uniform. And there's a little graphic here. I won't call it. It's not risque, but it's suggestive, which, I mean, it makes me want to read the story.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
So maybe you could give us the high points and what you're trying to accomplish as you authored this one.
Sure. So I was in the military for 21 years. And the day that I took my uniform off and I retired, I discovered something about myself. I didn't like what I looked like on the outside. I didn't like what I was feeling on the inside. So I had to go through this transition period to discover myself all over again. So the book talks about my military experience and how I transitioned to entrepreneurship. I have my own lipstick line, and I talk about how I started that my own lipstick line as well.
So now, can you talk about the influence the military had on your life after the military?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of discipline that you need when you leave the military. That's something that I gained while I was in the military. A lot of dedication to the different causes that I have for veterans. So that's something that I learned from the military, just being dedicated.
What compelled you to join the military?
Wow. Well, the first reason was because of college education. I couldn't afford to go to college. My parents couldn't afford it, so I decided to go into the military. My grandfather retired from the Army, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. Went into the Army. I didn't know I would do 21 years.
You did 21 years?
I did a total of 21 years.
Started when you were
3. Yes. Yes.
So what was the most surprising part about becoming an entrepreneur? What just really jumped up and bit you on the backside? You never saw coming as you became an entrepreneur? Anything?
The hard work and dedication, the perseverance that you have to keep going.
It's not all jets and Lamborghinis and country clubs, is it?
It's not. You got to work harder for yourself than you do working for someone else. That's for sure.
Yes. Our producer, who isn't here today, is a former military person himself. Yes. And is on a trip in Colorado with...
She's interviewed with him.
She's comparing us to
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
And I get the sense that we're losing.
Oh,
but
no.
his feelings towards the military, he was only there a short time.
Oh, he would go back into New York
tomorrow.
He would absolutely go back tomorrow and take a bullet for anybody at this table.
Right, even though he was at risk quite a bit.
Yes. I wouldn't give up my military experience for the world. I've developed a lot of friendships. A lot of mentors that I had along the way. And 20, 25 years later, I am still friends with those people that I was in the military with. So I will never give it up.
But I think he misses the camaraderie and sense of we have this mission that we're all trying to accomplish together and being part of that team.
Right. But, you know, I still have that type of relationships with those people that I served in the military with. They support me in my new adventure with the book.
They buy your lipstick?
They buy my lipstick.
Well, there you go.
Yes, they've written.
I think Ryan Redhawk bought some lipstick.
Yeah, Ryan's got all four flavors, right?
So those same people that supported me in the military, they're still supporting me outside the military as well.
Now, do you find in your entrepreneurial world that you try to create that kind of same camaraderie and that same team?
Yes, most definitely. And I'm a part of a lot of women's groups. So we're out there supporting one another. That's how me and Tina met. We're a part of a lot of groups for women. We're a part of Sisters United, which Tina has started. So we support one another as women.
And then in your book, have you seen your book help your career?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I've had speaking engagements because of the book. I've been in front of a lot of military personnel because of the book, so I've actually seen my business grow because of the book, yes.
So now, do you have another book, or it says...
I am working on another book targeting towards a personal branding. Mm-hmm. I have a marketing degree, so I'm going to be doing a business book next.
So you got your degree. That was the reason you joined the military.
Exactly.
So you got your degree during your time there or after?
Some during, and I finished after.
So mission accomplished.
Yes.
That was why you went through that.
Right.
Good job.
All right. Before we wrap, I want to make sure our listeners know how to get in touch with both of you ladies. And this offer is quite sincere. I mentioned it to you before we went on air. Would like very much for you to come in the studio, have a more in-depth conversation, and maybe involve somebody else in the broadcast that has had an opportunity to benefit from the great work you guys are doing. And I think that would be a very interesting conversation. I also think it'd be great for you to come on Business Writers Radio and talk about the process of getting these first few pieces of work out there and, you know, maybe exploring the idea of taking it to the next level. That and I think Jack and Patty and this crowd can really help. But before we do all that, and we'll start with you, Tina, coordinates, website, phone number, all that stuff. Just want to make sure our folks have it.
Sure. Thank you so much. We actually, you can reach out to me. My website is www.TinaGreer.com. And also, if you have any questions for me, info@TinaGreer.com. I would love an opportunity to talk with you. Thank
all
you.
All right. And Ms. Tanya.
Yes, you can go to TanyaDBryant.com. That's Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, DBryant.com. Or you can go to the JustLovelyLipstick.com website as well.
I'm going there first.
And it will take you, you'll see information about the book and the lipstick as well.
All right. Thank you again, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the... What is this called again?
Business Writers Mixer.
I'm getting punchy. I think it's getting close to time to clock out from the Concourse Athletic Grill.